Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a
Good morning. This is Sunday Mornings with Enlightenism, and I am your co-host, Enlightenist teacher and consciousness practitioner, Carolyn Kelly. And I thank you for listening, and I welcome you to our Sunday Morning Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast Service. We'll begin our broadcast with a prayerful meditation. And that prayerful meditation is to quiet and clear the mind from the toxicity of hurry and worry of daily living, the little nuances that we get caught up in the course of our lifetime. And this broadcast, the Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast, brings you back to that place where you are whole, perfect, and complete, where you can move out of generational victimization and out of the field of the social construct to a new way to think and live. Know that with this Enlightenism meditation that you are creating a foundation for self-reliance. So I ask now all of you that can to close your eyes very softly and begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner. As you listen to the words in our Enlightenism prayerful, insightful meditation, letting you know of the beingness that you are. I awake each morning in the awareness that the power of the unconditioned consciousness of being resides in each moment of my thinking, in each moment of my being, and in each moment of my doing. It is in this power of being that I recognize my life on the Enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. In this beingness of a new way to think and live, I acknowledge that I have within me the power to heal my life and the power to change my life. In this far-reaching power, I know that I am self-reliant. I know that I was born whole, perfect, and complete, faceless, formless, and colorless, and have everything that I will ever need for the journey. On the Enlightenism path of a new way to think and live, I understand that all my activities lead back to my beliefs and values. And it is from this reference that I clearly understand my awareness of being. On the enlightenism path, my power leads me out of lack, limitation, and struggle. Every moment on this path, I embrace the far-reaching values of a new way to think and live. On the enlightenism path, I embrace and understand the freedom of being in every moment. I acknowledge my existence and my awareness of being on the enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. My life and activity respond from this beingness. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. On this path, I come to know that I am greater than the I that I created. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. Now I ask that you take a deep full breath in through your nose and release it very slowly through your mouth as you open your eyes and consciously move your attention back to the broadcast. I'd like to remind you that this broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Listen Notes, Spotify, Spreaker, Apple, and Google. By typing or speaking into your device, Brother Malcolm Kelly, Blog Talk Radio. And again, by typing or speaking into your device, Brother Malcolm Kelly, Blog Talk Radio. I further recommend reading Brother Malcolm's latest blog, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. Also, go to our YouTube channel to hear more of Brother Malcolm's insights. The Enlightenism broadcast is a spiritual freedom broadcast. And the intent of the Enlightenism spiritual freedom broadcast is to reveal how you can use your mind to overcome the spiritual dependency on others to define God for you. Through this broadcast and your self-acquired intuitive knowledge, you come to know that the greater power of God is within your mind. Now, before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I want to share some short insights with you. Now, the insights that I share are what this broadcast and how we invite you to work. With Enlightenism, you work from the inside out. Again, you work from the inside out with Enlightenism. Now, on this broadcast, we are here to share the goodness of life and bring into being the joy and comfort of living life in the wholeness that we were born in. What I know is this. On the Enlightenism path, you are giving yourself back the power of your mind. You come to know more of yourself You come to your beingness. You come to understand yourself. You come to represent yourself in your experiences. You come to forgive yourself. You come to be at peace with yourself. You come to be patient with yourself. You come to go beyond what you've been taught by others. You come to be faceless, formless, and colorless. You come to know that you have everything that you will ever need for the journey. You have come to self-acquired intuitive knowledge. That is the path that I speak of in the Enlightenism Insightful Prayerful Meditation. The beingness that you are, the beingness that you were born into. You were born whole, perfect, and complete, faceless, formless, and colorless. You have everything that you will ever need for the journey. Enlightenism is where you come to know a new place to think and live from. It is where you learn a new way to speak. It is where you trust the beingness in you. It is where you come to know the power within. It is where you live from the inside out. Enlightenism is a new spirituality, a new way to think and live. It is to understand the beingness that you are in all of your experiences. It is about you uncovering your awareness of being in every experience. It is understanding that you are on the path of enlightenism. And when you are on that path, you know that in every moment you have the power within to change, to understand yourself better, to be the beingness that you are in every experience. Brother Malcolm and I invite you to overcome your dependency on others to define God for you. We invite you to understand that the greater power of God is within you. We know that enlightenism is a new way to think and live. Living in this beingness, in the beingness of enlightenism, you come to know from within. We don't use enlightenism to find the power of God outside of us. We use enlightenism to find the power of God within. I encourage you to read our blogs, listen to our broadcast live or on playback on any one of the platforms that I mentioned earlier, and to purchase our books, Enlightenism, The New African American Man, Seeds from the Ashes, and Let There Be Life. Enlightenism is a new paradigm shift in African American consciousness and spiritual awareness. I now give you the Enlightenism prophet, speaker, author, philosopher, and creator of Enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carol. Really powerful words you shared. Yeah. Powerful words that you shared with us today. Insights, not just words. Insights.
Right.
Your journey on the path to enlightenism.
Yes.
You can see where you're going, sister. Don't you see it?
It's clear.
The path is not hidden anymore. See, when you're outside, you're not traveling on that path. You're traveling.
Absolutely.
That's the one that we want to get off of.
That's the path. That's definitely the path that I want off of.
Yeah, that's the friendly path. It's a lot
that's
of people traveling on it. Yeah.
Yes.
People are all crowded, huddling the masses of pain and suffering, trying to make sense of where they're going. But what you're sharing today is clear. It's coming from a point of clarity.
Yes. That's what enlightenment is. That's what it teaches.
Yes. You're on the path. You see where you're going. That's what matters.
Yeah.
With enlightenment.
Absolutely.
See where you're going.
You're quite welcome.
Okay, folks. Brother Malcolm, Sister Carol is share some insights, enlightenism insights, about her journey to enlightenism on the path that runs in her mind, within her consciousness, where she clearly able to discover from self-acquired intuitive knowledge, direct knowledge of the consciousness of truth within, that God is within. God is in you, not outside of you. Like my blog, Focus on Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past, you have to go of your dependency on the past to define God. God is not, I was a lie. I used to be. People. I favorite people of a certain generation. Well, this great power is always in the present, wherever it is. Whatever time it exists. Throughout the universe, it is always in the present, bound by human frailties. We only deal with the past because we don't live long enough. We don't live like 10,000 years or something. Because if we did, we would not need to depend on the past. I know, and I say this all the time. I reiterate it because my position about letting go of my dependency on the past and that God exists within you in the present moment is not something that may be popular with many people who have been victimized by spiritual beliefs. They've been traumatized by spirituality and religion. The trauma of being introduced to spirituality and religion from a victim's perspective. Someone that has no direct knowledge of what they're talking about. They have knowledge of the hearsay. I call it hearsay knowledge. Knowledge that someone told you about. You heard about it. But the power within is always in the present moment. So that's why on this broadcast we talk about God being in you. In the present. You don't need to search back in the past to understand this power. You must go inside. Travel on the path. It's a well-lit path. It's lots of lights when you get in. And you start moving. The light grows in its intensity so that you're able to see clearer and clearer and clearer every step of the way. This is the power of you. It removes the trauma. Before you enter into working in your mind, you have to get over the generational dependency on others to tell you about the power that you must discover for yourself. Every one of us must discover this power. One of the things about trauma, religious, spiritual trauma, and secular trauma, is it's universal. Everyone. Not a single being that's ever lived has been free of trauma. Whether you read what you have heard about Krishna, the Buddha, Jesus the Christ, or others, Muhammad, others that have worked to overcome the trauma in their lives that is caused by their dependency on others, teach them about greater power of God. But it's referred to God as being something derived, I would imagine, from people's understanding that they want gods to be manifest in statues and symbols and so forth. You want to have a God. You want to have something than you. But it's only when we begin to worship the dead that we ignore God that's alive. That's us. That's the one we ignore. We cannot take what others have told us and discover God. You have to do it yourself. No matter how many times you hear Jesus Christ say, you must be born again in spirit and truth, that people know how to be born again. They came up with all trickery. You know? See, I'm born again. So, well, how are you born again? Well, I've taken a new information. I have affirmed that I have been born again. I'm still now a banker. I'm still now a stockbroker. I'm still now a police officer. I'm still now a victim of other people's beliefs because I am unwilling to let go of them. But now I've been born again. And that, when you think that from that perspective, then you don't understand the work. You don't understand Jesus, nor do you understand what he was talking about. What you understand, some is what other people have told you, what they think you're talking about. It's kind of like a philosophy class. See, when you take a philosophy class, no matter who you study, whether it's Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, Bertrand Russell, anybody, Kant, some of the people that you may have heard about. The professor is there to tell you what they were talking about of the person that you study. And this is pattern thinking in the social construct where people talk about what they believe other people's meant, what their intentions were. You know, so this is what he meant. So if I'm trying to understand Whitehead and the professor's talking about Whitehead and Whitehead is postulating a position that you can never duplicate a moment, that once a moment passes away, it's gone. So whatever you do in that moment can't recreate that moment. It is gone. And when you really understand it, then you can understand the significance of the statement. Now, I had difficulty initially understanding it or accepting it. I set out to duplicate the moment. So what I did today, I want to read what I'm doing today on the radio. And I type it out, and I read it word for word. And remember that I did today. So is this the same thing tomorrow, if I do say the same thing? No. That I'm saying today? No, because today begins in itself. Can't repeat it. No matter how much you want to try. You can't repeat anything except in the present moment is where we live. And many believe, and particularly those that have been victimized, to believe that they must depend on the literal interpretations of others about God, creates a limited perspective of the God in you because you are now using someone else's definition about God to limit yourself. Someone has told you about history, and you believe, and it's millions of people believe it. We have to know about history to understand how we got here today. Because if you don't know anything about your history, then you won't know anything about today. You won't know about all of the accomplishments that you've heard about or achieved in the past. So you will become considered ignorant, ignorant of the things that happened in the past. You won't know anything about the Declaration of Independence in the United States. You won't know anything about the president. You won't know anything about the Civil War and so forth and so on. So you be considered ignorant. and then you will believe that. And then the whole world will judge you to be ignorant. And one of the things that we're doing with this broadcast and talking about Enlightenism is to remove the spiritual ignorance and the secular ignorance as crutches that we must depend on to live in the present moment. And as you know, one of the things you should always understand about change and truth, the truth is seldom, if ever, popular. It's never popular, no matter what generation you believe it existed in. It is never popular. People don't gravitate toward the truth, but gravitate toward what the others have told you about the truth. And when you discover Santa Claus as an illusion, and you discover that the equality things are illusions, still are unwilling to let them go. They become a natural part of your beliefs. And you propagate these same illusions from one generation to the next. And I use Santa Claus because it's probably one of the better illusions to use to illustrate the ignorance of our change, that we would do something silly enough to deceive children into believing about a Santa Claus in order to make them feel good on a specific day. And we create this aura, this mythology. And we forget that we're living in the same illusion. See, we're living in a larger illusion where someone else has created another giant Santa Claus. And it is only when you discover for yourself that it doesn't exist, you have to discover it for yourself, or it has to be at a point in time someone tells you it doesn't exist and you're willing to listen and you're willing to investigate it yourself. If you investigate yourself, then you realize that you have been deceived into believing in illusion. But truth is never popular. It's not popular, folks. What's popular is in the illusions. So get back on the point of when I heard others talk about, and this is very prominent in all races and colors. Trauma is universal. It transcends all of these illusory beliefs about race and color. And both groups of all races are interested in understanding as much about the past as they can. They believe it's going to help them to live in the present. You can go to any university, you can go to any group, and they will tell you. People spend a lot of time trying to tell you about what happened in the past. Very little time talking about what you could do in the present to let go of the dependency on the past. Because then it requires a shift, a paradigm shift in thinking within you. See, you then have to do the work. See, it's it's somewhat easy to learn illusion. Because it's just repeated over and over again. Then you believe it. You don't do any thinking about it. It's what is drilled into your mind. I'm talking about cleansing the mind of its dependency on past. And to accept that the greater power of God is in you as conditioned consciousness. The consciousness of truth is that which connects itself throughout all time to the greater power of God, all the time. Consciousness of truth, the God in you, is in you. But there is another being or beings that's not in you, but connected to what's in you. And I'm talking about what's in you. The ability to live in the now, in the present. Now you can tell me all the things that you want to tell me. I've heard people during my lifetime when I was a kid, they talked about the biblical, the Bible. It's people that read the Bible from the beginning to the end. He comes from the front and he read all of it two or three times. And therefore was considered by those who knew nothing about the greater power of God that he had somehow, since he had read all of these things about things in the past, that he was somehow closer to the power of God. And this is passed on. Well, the person knew nothing about God. Said, how could I say he knew nothing about God? Because you cannot find God in a book. Contain the power that I am talking about in a book. I don't care what the book is. You cannot contain the power because it's something that you are creating. You, the human, you have touched something, you have created it, and it's another fable in the sense of it's made up. It's about something you don't know for yourself. We can talk about Moses parting the sea and God parting the sea, dividing the sea, so Moses could travel out of Egypt to the promised land and then killing all of the Egyptians. It can move about and write books about it. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen because there's no one there to write about it. And because the consciousness is not an adjudicator. We create God, made God an adjudicator, like you're going into a courtroom in the United States of America, where we all know today it's unjust, political, it's biased. And so now we want to make God the same way. So we want to create God like a judge, judging right from wrong, and then punishing those who are disobedient to the message. So we are being punished by a belief system that we equate with being sanctioned by God, but we made up the system. And we threw God in to sanction our dysfunction. You know? Said, and then to be unwilling to change. The key to overcoming our dependency on the past is to let go of it. Go of it means you are moving into a new state of awareness. And the new state of awareness is discovered in self-discovery. But for many, you can't get over the first principle of the enlightenment philosophy is I acknowledge that I'm responsible for the current beliefs of my life. Okay. It's difficult for many to get to that point. And then to get to the second point is that I acknowledge that my beliefs and values create these conditions in my life. Oh, now we know. See, first of all, somebody using some beliefs and values. You didn't create the beliefs and values of God or Jesus or anybody. You were taught these things. Then you believed them based upon what you were taught. And then it's, and then once this happens, it becomes a natural part of your thinking. Now, you don't think that it's trauma. I'm shifting a little bit here because you don't think that what you have been taught traumatized you. And it did a great, it involved a lot of trauma because you're now traumatized by your inability to connect to God. Carry the trauma. You cannot connect to God. The man read the Bible allegedly for a couple of times, the entire Bible. Well, I did something similar, but we did it for philosophical purposes. Understand the evolution of the Bible, how it evolved, what it meant philosophically, not spiritually. But did that mean that I knew God? No, because my beliefs about God remained intact, because you're too afraid to let go of what we have been taught because of what? It's unpopular. It's unpopular. The truth is unpopular. The consciousness of truth has been in the world for a long time, since the beginning of time. and it is unpopular. It has been ignored. Economic systems, political systems that humans created, which were more popular, believing that the more people that believe in something, but the more effective it is and the more truthful it is. Because you get millions of people to believe in something, then that becomes the truth. And it's all made up. As a man said, allegedly, and he said it, somebody said it that went into the consciousness, you don't know me nor the one that. So whoever said it, they said it from the consciousness. You cannot know consciousness of truth until you discover it for yourself. And it's two different languages. The reason it's difficult to understand, you must be born again, spirit and truth. The power in me is greater than I am. It's doing the works, the Father and I are one. But the Father is greater than I. In order to truly understand the essence of what that means, you must discover for yourself the consciousness of truth. And then you must do the work to become one with it. And then when you do, speak a different language. You're no longer propagating the illusions of Santa Claus and race and color and all of these things that we have created outside of the consciousness of truth. These things are created in toxicity. They're created in mythology. They're created in a desire for humans to create a God that is more relatable to them. You want someone relatable to you, the human, to the human mind. You want God to be a part of our lives. We want God to fill our pain. We want God to be a punisher for those that we deem now by our corrupt laws, our illusory laws. We want to send somebody to death. You know, snuff out somebody's life. Then it's evolved. Hanging, shooting, and now gas, and now up to injections. And so God has sanctioned all of this dysfunctional behavior. God caused storms and earthquakes to punish people. God is causing the floods to happen, to hurricanes and everything to happen in New Orleans over and over again. When all the people had to do is understand nature and understand a relationship to nature. And we need to understand our relationship to God. And God is the greater power in you. It's not outside of you. And you must discover the power for yourself to speak the language. What you pray for. Someone will tell you know not what you pray for. And when you get the response, the consciousness within you is going to respond. But not from a victim's perspective. You're praying for a job. You're praying for relationships. You're praying for something that's popular. And the response coming to you is power and clarity. And you don't understand it because you choose not to understand to your lifestyle. So you speak a different language. And so on. Say, well, why could you think you can say this? Who gives you the right? The right comes from the conscious truth within me. That right comes from you, the conscious truth within you, when you're willing to let go of dependency on the past. You think it's only one person can discover this power? Do you think the power is living in the past where I used to be? So say, well, God has said, well, you know, I used to talk this way, and I talk this way. I used to do this. I was in the past. These are people. These are the experiences. All of you, you must trust the past. You must trust the representatives of the past. And then you forget, and when you trust the representatives of the past, you're getting into illusion, so you're trusting the illusions of the past. And now you're in the present, and you can't live in the present moment without depending on the past. So everything out of your mouth about the greater power is to reference what somebody said in a book or books. It's something you must discover for yourself. If you want to change, we must be moved beyond the illusions of race and color, for example, and spiritual dependency on illusion in the past. Create a new way that is more representative of the power in you. And the power in you is pure love, consciousness, colorless, faceless, and formless. No illusions. It is the truth. And it's not popular. Illusions about the hearsay truth is what's popular. Thank you, Sister Carol, for getting us started today. She and I both will be back on the air tomorrow at 12 p.m. This broadcast, you can tell from listening to it, is one of going within yourself. It focuses on you, the individual, in the present. All the power you will ever need, you have it today. You must discover it for yourself. It's called self-acquired intuitive knowledge or direct knowledge. Different knowledge that you have been depending on others. This knowledge is comes from something you acquire direct from the source. It's not something in the past. The I am is in the present. The I was is in the past. Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn. We both will be back with you tomorrow. This brother called, share a few little insights and singing our song tonight. We both. I'm going to let's ask Sister Carolyn to close us out. Sister Carolyn, would you mind closing us up?
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know. That deep inside, there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid.